WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. One of the most well-known gymnastics coaches in the history of the sport has died. Bella Caroli, the man with the mustache, whose earliest protege was Nadia Comaneci, who calls him a big impact and influence on her life. He'd later go on to teach Americans like Mary Lou Retton.
Bella had always said, Mary Lou, not quite the butterfly.
Besides his tough coaching style, Caroli also came under fire after former gymnasts blamed he and his wife for their role in the Larry Nassar scandal. Bella Caroli was 82 years old. President Biden's preparing to make history as his final overseas trip shifts to meeting G20 leaders in Brazil. It comes just hours after his final face-to-face with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in Peru. CBS's Natalie Brand is there and says Biden stressed the importance of maintaining U.S.-China relations.
The White House says President Biden also raised concerns with Xi about recent cyber attacks linked to China. Peace across the Taiwan Strait, Russia's war on Ukraine, artificial intelligence and potential risks of developing AI technology in the military field, as well as the need to maintain human control over the decision to use nuclear weapons.
President-elect Donald Trump is fine-tuning his cabinet, adding his pick of fossil fuel exec Chris Wright for energy secretary. CBS's Allie Ballin says his number two is huddling with Senate colleagues in Washington.
CBS News has learned Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has been speaking with Senate Republicans about the confirmation process and gauging support for Trump's picks. Now, Trump still has about a dozen more cabinet roles to decide on, and next week he's expected to choose his economic team, which includes Treasury Secretary. Allie Bauman, CBS News, New York.
Ukraine's energy operator has announced emergency power cuts in the Kyiv region, after authorities say Russia has launched a massive aerial attack on the energy grid. A new report shines light on the time and money that Americans are spending on paying the rent.
The Self Financial Study says the typical American renter has to work 50 hours to pay the rent. That's 30% of a month's work. Chen Zhao is with Redfin.
What it's telling us is that housing is really unaffordable in this country, and it's really unaffordable for renters.
Zhao says despite a housing shortage, there's good news. Rental prices are flat, incomes are rising.
Which is good. It's helping to chip away at this affordability issue, but it will take a long time at this pace for us to get back to anything that resembles affordability.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Victoria Thielvig of Denmark has been crowned Miss Universe. It is the first time a Danish contestant has won. The pageant was held in Mexico City. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. It is time for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. And by Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, Northgate Mall, Madison. Cat and kitten adoptions, plus organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Check them out today, Noah's Ark Pet Center, North Sherman Road in Madison.
Jimmy, we are live in the lair. Bing Bong is a multi-award winning band based in Madison, fronted by singer, guitarist, and songwriter Pam Barrett. Pam is joined by guitarist Danny Hicks, bassist Julie Keeland, and drummer Brian Bentley. Formed in 2012, Bing Bong didn't release their first album until 2018, and their sophomore release, Live at the Dojo, was recorded in front of a small group of friends. That was kind of, I think, pandemic era. And then the new album, Hippieponymous, is released earlier this month, and a single released earlier, Clear Blue Sky, won the MAMA Award for overall song of the year.
That's awesome. We were there, and we were just, guys. Yeah. Way to go.
Tonight, Bing Bong is here to perform live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Pam, Danny, Julie, Brian, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Yay! This is awesome.
We've had this Saturday circled on the Max Inc. lair calendar for quite some time.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And it's here now.
It is here.
I can't wait to figure out what happens next.
I'm overjoyed with glee.
So I didn't even know what Bing Bong was, right? I was wondering what it was. And right away, some of the younger people that I know, they knew what it was right away. Is Bing Bong an elephant?
Well, we aren't. we are sometimes pachyderm-like, but no. Actually, the name that we came up with was around maybe the same time as the elephant, but we really had no idea the elephant existed
really?
At the time. No, it had nothing to do with it. But, people think, oh, it's the elephant. Other people think, oh, you guys are a jam band that really gets into smoking a lot, because of the bong part of it. And so people really don't, when they hear us, they're like, what, really?
Well, so no matter what, though, it's the elephant in the room.
It is.
Oh, nice.
There's hardly any room to move around in the studio right now.
Is there a bong? That's what it is. Is there a bong? I just heard bong, that's all.
Right. See, that's how people get it.
Wow. And bing bong is just fun to say. That's what I think.
I think a ding dong ditch. But it's bing bong. Oh, wait. Let's move on.
Okay.
You can have fun with this name, right?
Exactly.
Bing Bong is a band formed in 2012. Tell us how Bing Bong got its start.
Well, it was actually Danny over there was stalking me at the time because we had actually met many years ago when we were in different bands. We did a fundraiser. His band and my band did a fundraiser together. And then he got this wild and crazy idea that we should get together and form a band around the idea of doing rock pile-esque songs. So if you remember the old English band Rock Pile with Nick Lowe and Dave Edmonds and, Terry Williams and Bremen. Yeah. Billy Bremen. And we sound absolutely nothing like them. It's pretty awesome.
Inspired by Rock Pile.
Yeah, exactly.
That is awesome. So it took you guys 6 years to release your first album. That's a really long brew. I mean, a lot of bands don't even last more than 2 years.
Right.
Well, put out six albums.
We're kind of slow, we like to just take it easy and do things right. And I don't really care to record that often. At least I really prefer playing live to recording. So it took a little bit to get me into the studio.
In that 6 years that you were doing a lot of shows Madison and around the area too.
Yeah.
So you really were able to capture and gain a lot of fans for Bing Bong.
Right. Well, and that's what we like. I mean, it's just we want to be part of the party wherever the party is. So
tonight the party's in the lair.
It is. Media.
Well, it's crazy you say that. You don't like to record, but you guys have won, let's see, 6 times Song of the Year for the Mamas, Performer of the Year 3 times. So you like to play live, but when you go in and record in the studio, you guys win awards. It's a great accomplishment. What does it mean to you to be recognized in such a way?
Well, I think the first thing to remember is that the Mamas exists for a charitable reason.
Musical instruments in the hands of kids.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's the primary thing. It is nice to be recognized by your peers. But, the important thing is that this beast that has grown out of, 15 years, 20 years in the making has been really doing great work this whole time for charity, for getting kids music education.
Yep. Agreed.
Describe, since with the awards, though, obviously you have a big fan base. And, people want to see Bing Bong if they're involved in the Madison music scene here. Describe your fan. Who's your quintessential Bing Bong fan?
Oh, no. Danny's laughing. Oh. Well, I've always joked that my demographic is a 60 to 65-year-old white male.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Well, on that note, let's get to live music in the lair with Madison's Bing Bong, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us is from your new album, Hip Eponymous, and it's called Control. Is this in the submissive or dominant sense?
Well, actually, no. It's about lack of control or a feeling of being out of control.
So the submissive. sort of, you know.
Yeah. These definitions. I know.
We're gonna find out.
Right.
We're gonna find. We'll take it away from the song whenever we want.
Let's hear it. This is Control, Bing Bong. You are listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Gotten complicated. Well, at least you won't be bored. What's that you say to me? You better stop. You know you're out of control. Looks like you've gotten jaded. Like you was before. You turn to me and say you better stop. You know you're out of control. You know you can rest you really head. Take a moment to really think it through. You know you had everything you said. And now you're heading down. I think I'm going crazy. Mixed up and out of control. I know I better stop. Because I'm out of control. You know you can rest you with the air. Take a moment to really think it through. You know you have everything you said. Till you took that leap of faith. Missed the ledge and now you're heading down.
Sync Radio. I appreciate that guitar solo kind of in the middle there. That was pretty
yeah.
cool. Hey, if you want to be part of the show, want to ask some questions or a request for Bing Bong, you could do that. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app, Terry.
Yeah, that was their song Control off the new album. And I know we're going to be talking about this a little bit. They've got their album release show coming up in this next week. So we will get to that a little bit later. But I guess it's time to meet the band. How about it? Oh, Rocker saying, hold on, Terry.
Well, we were going to fast forward to a little bit more of Bing Bong history with fast forwarding to Live in the Dojo album, recorded and videoed in front of a small audience. And I remember when that came out, there was like a really kind of unique concept. Mm-hmm. Everybody was streaming stuff at that time. And you put out this live album. Tell us about this album, Live in the Dojo.
Right. Well, you know, again, I mentioned that I'm not too fond of just going into a studio and recording.
Yeah.
So, and we, you know, with the first album, Pop Restoration, it was all analog. So it was a lot of sitting in the studio doing takes over and over and over again because you couldn't do punch-ins and overdubs so easily with analog. Mm-hmm. So when we were going to do our next album, it was just like, well, let's do something different where we don't have to sit in the studio. So we were in the studio, but we brought some of our fans in. And we had a whole production crew do video of it. And we played all the songs twice and got some great videos for all of the songs at the same time that we recorded it.
That was in a studio or a venue?
It was in a studio, but it was in a studio that was in an old warehouse off of First Street here in Madison. So where First Street dead ends, there's a bunch of old warehouses.
Yeah.
And Brian Knapp actually did our engineering and producing, and he had a studio space there at the time.
Nice. And the sound is so good.
He did an excellent
job. Oh, my
gosh,
yeah. We played it on the radio, Civic Media, last night.
Yeah.
As just a little teaser for you guys. And even Pete Schwabba, during his show, he said, that's live? It just sounds so crisp and clean. Yeah. Really
well
done.
And how many people were there?
About 25.
About 25.
Yeah,
so it was just a private recorded concert.
Yeah, we wanted enough people there to give us a good feel of a live performance, but we also didn't want so many people that would maybe stumble over Brian Knapp's equipment. You know,
there's always that chance. Yeah. All right. Now we're going to get to know the rest of the band. We've got Julie coming up. Julie is the bassist. I love to watch you play.
Oh, you
make it look so much fun. Huh. Tell us about you, and how did you actually get involved in music? What made you decide you wanted to play?
You know, both of my parents were into music. So my mom played piano. She was a piano teacher. I didn't learn piano from her. She was big on not teaching your own kids instruments because that.
But she put you in classes.
She did. So, and then I ended up playing, learning violin. So the stringed instruments, and my dad played guitar, and then a good friend of mine played guitar, and I just kind of wanted to learn chords and stuff. Like, I got a little competitive streak in me, so I just wanted to like, oh, if they know all those chords, I want to know all those chords. So I just like would sit in my room and I would like make myself like learn those chords, and be able to do that. And then, eventually that just morphed into playing bass somehow.
And not only bass, but badass bass.
Yeah.
That guy, it's called a coyote. Describe this bass, because I was looking, I was like Prince or something, you know?
It's actually, the brand is Taya, but the bass is a coyote.
Okay.
And it's a USA made or like handmade bass. Made in Nashville.
Nice.
Yeah, I have to say that our lead guitarist, Danny, turned me on to this bass. So he had a couple guitars by this person, and he was like, you should check out their basses, and I did, and it's just like, wow, this is
very
awesome.
Unique.
So,
yeah, it looks really cool.
It's a very unique.
In addition to playing bass, you're also doing some backup vocals. You did it in that last song. Do you
so
sing?
Good.
Do you ever front or do you ever lead a song at all?
There's a couple songs, like a couple like covers I'll lead and stuff. Yeah, for sure.
So you enjoy singing?
I do. I mean, but I'm definitely, I feel like I'm more comfortable in like a backup. I spend a lot of time growing in choirs, if that makes sense.
So it does.
So I'm used to singing with like a lot of people and singing sort of like a harmony part.
I think one of the first times I heard Bing Bong, that was what hit me right away, how your voices blend so coolly together. And it doesn't even sound like you're on different like octaves or anything like that. You just are on different keys that are just sounding so cool.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Got it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Very good stuff.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Bing Bong, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Wait For Me. Is this a song about going somewhere?
No, actually, it's a really sappy love song.
Oh, a sappy love
yeah,
song.
Yeah, I love sappy love songs.
Have you ever written one before? One.
Oh my God, are you kidding? I've got a whole basement full of sappy love songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a weakness. They don't all come to see the light of day.
But, yes, but got
this
it. One did.
Yeah, this one's about just being so enamored with somebody that you're hoping that you can live up to how great they are. And you're basically saying, wait for me, I'll get there.
Wow.
Give me a chance.
Nice.
It's a sappy love song live in the lair with Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
844-967-2789. Call or text your questions right now through the Civic Media app. It's Bing Bong live in the lair.
Desert just to show me that you can fill my mind with things I'll never understand. Wait for me, wait for me. Not asking more than you, not asking more than you can give. Not asking more than you, not asking more than you can give. To the sun, tell me quietly, I've always been the one. Fix the things I know can never be undone. Wait for me, wait for me. Thank you.
Bing Bong live in Allaire here on Max Inc. Radio. Don't forget, 844-967-2789. We're going to bring our guitarist Danny Hicks up to the microphone. Danny, the first question I want to ask you is something unique that you don't see in bands that have been together for more than 20 years, I guess, or 10 years, I guess. But you're the original band. No one's come, no one's left.
Yes, that's true.
What's the secret sauce? What's the secret ingredient for that?
We're older and we're not going to put up with crap from various members.
Yeah.
And we got really lucky with meeting the right people and getting the group
together.
Or
as someone said, stalking the right people until they join the band with you.
There's another view to that, I'm sure.
Well, we love it. I'm glad that you guys are still together and still putting out some great music.
And we still like each other.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's like the main ingredient. You need a band, or whenever you do something like this, you have to like the people that you're performing with.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We enjoy our practice nights. It's like our bowling night or our dart league.
So. Yeah. Definitely.
That's awesome. How did you get going with music? What possessed you to be a guitar player, I guess I'll say?
My parents were both musicians.
Okay.
And so there was a guitar in the house, and I learned basically on my own. Mm-hmm. And in junior high, I remember opening the Cheap Trick at Budokan live album and seeing the photos of Rick and Robin and those guys. I was like, that is so cool.
And here you are.
Oh, yes.
Are they kind of an inspiration for you as far as music goes?
I like their music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why guitar for you?
I think that's because it was the first thing accessible to me.
Got it.
You learn chords and then you just move on from there. And
how is your writing style as far as the band goes? Who writes what and how does that all come together? I'm always amazed at this part.
Well, some songs Pam's written, some songs I've written. And a lot of times what we'll do is I will write the music to a drum machine and pass it off to Pam. And then she surprises the heck out of me with the melodies and lyrics that she comes up with.
That is cool. Do you ever just get together and jam?
No.
No.
There's a thought.
You probably don't have time if you're working on stuff you want to do to bring it to a live show. So
I think Pam mentioned trying that a time or two.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Bing Bong, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
The next song
you have for us tonight, it's called Clear Blue Sky, and it just won the Mama's Overall Song of the Year. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, this is one of those songs that Danny had mentioned. He wrote the music, the riffs and everything, and then sent it to me. And then it was just weirdly complicated yet simple. Some of the times he sends me stuff and I just like, I don't know what to do with this, but this was really, this was really kind of easy. I just, got into the mindset of, again, it's kind of a love song, but it's a song about a fella that's, in search of his one true love. Unfortunately, by the end of the song, he hasn't found it yet.
Oh no.
All right.
There you
okay.
go.
Must find his way here. It's live in the Lair with Bing Bong, live on Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio.
The sea's not yours.
body spinning around. Grab the ground, grab the ground, so you don't fall down.
Sync Radio. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. We'll have more live music next. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
And great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, thanks for tuning in across the state of Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal is coming up next with Indy 45 Show, original music, original local music out of the Southern Ontario music scene. And Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock with After Hours, Terry.
Yeah, well, if you can believe it, it took a couple of years to make Hip Eponymous. I love this name. This just gets me. Plus, you've got the cutest little hippo on the cover of your album.
Yeah, get it?
Oh, I love it. Yes. So this is about to be out and about for everybody coming up on Thursday, November 21st. This is going to be at the Burr Oak, the big CD release party. Yay, the Burr Oak. For anybody that is outside of Madison, come on in and join us. The Burr Oak is in Madison. So, Pam, tell us a little bit about this new album. I mean, now we know that you don't necessarily like recording, but I'm glad you did it. And what did it take you to get this far with this album?
Well, it turns out that I don't hate recording as much as I thought I did. Because I'm actually playing music with a bunch of people I just love and adore playing music with.
I can tell. So, you guys.
It makes it really easy and fun. But we also found Paradigm Studios and Jake Johnson over there, who's
good.
Won a lot of mamas. But he's just fantastic. So he was just a joy to work with. So we had a bunch of songs from when we couldn't play out during the pandemic that we just worked on and created. And then we had to record them. And we actually couldn't put them all on the album because we had so many songs.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's 13 songs on this album. You know, it was hard to pick the ugly stepchild to leave off, but, you know, it'll appear sometime in the future.
Good.
But, it was just a lot of fun to record with him. It took us 2 years because this time we decided we want to put lots of bells and whistles on it and sound effects and things like that.
So are you happy with it?
Yes.
Oh, good. So. Okay, you didn't even hesitate. That's excellent. Yeah.
Well, Pam Barrett, let's get to know a little of your backstory. Tell us... you know, how you started singing, playing guitar, and writing songs.
Oh, well.
How'd you get your start in music?
Well, my mom was a classically trained pianist. And, of course, her kids had to take piano, too.
did she teach you, or did she make you take classes with somebody else?
In fact, my aunt was the piano teacher in the family, and my mom was like, I'm not going to sick you on her. because that would have been a real family embarrassment, because I'm really not good at piano. And I also played violin, and ditto, not good at that. But in eighth grade, I discovered the guitar. I took a class, actually, that was... guitar, recorder, and recording. So, a third of the class was learning how to play Home on the Range, which was awesome on the guitar.
And then that's a good campfire song.
Yeah, and then I learned Greensleeves on the recorder.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And then I learned how to splice tape. You know,
The old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way with the razor and everything. Yeah, and in eighth grade or seventh grade, actually, they were giving razors to seventh graders.
Oh, God. Yeah, that wouldn't fly now, would it?
No.
How did we grow up?
I know. I don't know.
Oh, that is great. What other bands did you play with before Bing Bong? I know the Motor Primitives.
Right, the Motor Primitives. We were together for quite a while, actually, in the aughts, like 2005 to 2012. And then I was also in the Sigourney Weavers.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That was a fun band.
It was a fun band. Mm-hmm. It was a band on the edge all the time. And a lot of fuzz around the edges. But that was the way we liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're in Bing Bong now.
Yeah, I am too.
Good.
And of course, you're the owner of a great bar here in Madison.
Yeah, that kind of...
A legendary bar, the Harmony Bar.
Right? I thanked her for buying it, Jimmy K.
Right in the heart of Sassy.
Yes.
How's it going over there, Harmony?
It's going well. It's going well. We've got music there many, many days of the week. We're open for lunch and got music through the evenings and just a good cheer. It's a great neighborhood joint community resource, basically. We're an adult daycare center, I think.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
With good food. With really good food.
Good food and good music.
What was that moment that you just kind of heard that the Harmony was going to be open to be able to be purchased? And what, like, were you like, wow, I could do that?
Well, it was not really wow. It was more a fear response because I love that bar. My husband and I live within a block of that place. And we'd been going there since the 90s. And then when we heard it was going to,
be sold, we were afraid it was going to be sold and torn down.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's what got us off the mark to say, let's do it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, it's such an important part of the Madison music scene.
Yeah, and you know, the neighborhood and the staff there are fantastic.
Always.
You
know,
And you still have Walnut Burgers.
And we still have Walnut Burgers, absolutely.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Bing Bong, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Rule the Rain. Tell us about this song before you play.
Rule the Ruin.
Rule the Ruin.
Yeah.
Did he say rain?
Yeah, I read that wrong. You know?
Okay.
That's another song.
Oh, there you go.
Just sparked an idea. Yeah, he did just spark an idea.
Thank you for saving me.
This happened one other time, I believe, with Kaylin Cole. And Rocker gets 50% of the proceeds of the song you come up with.
Yeah.
My account keeps growing.
I don't know how you stand yourself.
Yeah.
No one ever does.
Oh, happy birthday, Rocker, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Rule
the Ruin.
Rule the Ruin.
It's all about people that just love power, and to the extent that they're willing to just scorched earth everything in this path to become the number one guy.
So this song is very relevant to the times right now.
It is.
Jesus. Yeah. You're live in the Lair with Bing Bong, smaxing on Civic Media.
It's all yours.
guys. That was a jam.
It was.
If you said you don't jam, that was a jam.
844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app if you have a question for Bing Bong Rocker.
All right.
All right, Jimmy, it's time to give the drummer some.
Yeah.
Brian Bentley, you have the distinguished title as the first musician to play back-to-back in Live in the Lair segments.
How about that?
You were here last week.
You know, do I get like a plaque or a trophy?
What? No.
You get a thank you and a beer.
Yes.
And tonight, birthday cake too tonight. Yeah,
a little bit of birthday cake and everything, no doubt.
Dogtown Hollow was the band that you were here with last week, and that was a great performance.
Thank you. Yep.
Now, you know, we heard a little bit of your backstory, but we forgot since last week.
Yes.
Tell us, you know, how did you get started in music? Like, what's a little bit of your backstory?
So the backstory of me, and I left some of this out last week, but, you know, I was super into Van Halen.
And
Eddie Van Halen was like just this mythical God in my eyes. And I thought if I play guitar in about a month, I can play like Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
I realized I could not. So drums, here we are.
Wow. So you became like his brother, the drummer.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. Okay. And how did that go over with the family?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, good support.
Mm-hmm. Good, good.
Were your parents into music?
Yeah, there you go.
They were not. My brothers and sisters were super into music and would ask me to air jam and took me to see shows when I was like 5-6 years old.
Oh, that's perfect. My brother played drums and he was banished to the basement.
Oh, I was too.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. And now let's see, you were in Jimmy James and the Damn Shames.
Damn Shames, the Mandalorians, the Elizabeth Schaefer Band.
The Mandalorians.
Head Pump. A band called the Penny Dreadfuls.
Oh, I like that.
All your bands have great names.
Thank you. Bing Bong.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Schaefer, you know, people don't remember her. She was a great artist, a singer, songwriter here in Madison. What was that, the early mid-90s?
Late mid-90s, early 2000s.
All right, I get my times mixed up there. There's been so many years in the music scene.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Bing Bong, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Faces, and it was released in 2020, pandemic era. Tell us about this song before you play, and we'll go back to Danny Hicks.
This song was written in the mid-90s when I was in a band in the Rockford area called The Hollow, and it's about somebody who's very paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
And feels like everybody's watching them and always got tabs on what they're doing.
Uh-huh. Does that person carry a phone?
They do now. They didn't in the 90s.
Tracking you.
Yes.
Okay, this sounds interesting. I can't wait to hear the words.
All right.
Uh-huh. All right.
Pam's going to deliver that just right.
Fabulous.
All right, let's hear it. This is Faces. You are live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio with Bing Bong.
Stay home all alone. Faces stare at me. What exactly is it that they see? A part of me, a part of you. Down inside, we're really all the same. When it comes down to the phone, the way you look really bothers me. And I say,
that's some good stuff right there.
That was wow. Awesome.
Rock and roll.
That was awesome.
How do we keep up with Bing Bong online?
Oh, you can't keep up with us.
Good answer.
Yeah, I mean, you just passed that age where you can, rocker. It's your birthday. So.
Oh, wow.
And I'll cry if Ouch-a. I want to.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. You guys have a website.
We do have a website. Yeah. It's called bingbongband.com.
And actually, it looks new. It looks really nice.
It's newer.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to take some newer pictures. Well, maybe we don't, but we're going to
schedule up a photo shoot.
It's kept up to date.
And check it out because all your videos are on there, too.
Yeah.
And that's so much fun to watch.
And you have a show coming up soon, too, right?
We do at the Burr Oak Thursday, the 21st. And it starts at 7, and we are the first band up, along with the Sons of Janice. And the Also-Rans.
The Also-Rans.
All star-studded.
That's a new band, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Pam, Danny, Julie, and Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio tonight.
Thank you.
Play for us live in the lair. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
And we have time for one more song from Bing Bong. And it's a throwback from your first album. It's called Bouncing Ball.
Ooh.
Tell us about that song. Let's go back to the beginning.
I'd love to, but I really don't know what it's all about. It's all just a bodacious little song.
That's right.
Perfect.
We
That's
love
perfect.
Bodacious.
Let's
hear
it. Let's leave it right there. Bodacious to end the lairs. Yeah. Bing Bong, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Everything and more that you're looking for. Try to not lose your head. You feel ten foot tall. Try to not lose your head. I'll be your bouncing ball. Try to not lose your head.
be your bouncing ball. You got 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute. 1 minute to show me what you got. You got 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute. 1 minute to show me what you got. Ball.
Thank you so much for taking the time on the Saturday night to come on, play some pop that rocks for us here. It's Big Bong.
I want to thank the whole crew here as well. Thanks for having us.
Oh,
thank
so you. Happy to have you guys here.
BigBongBand.com is the website. Thanks for listening to Live in the Lair tonight. Hey, coming up next week, Brocker and Terry, we're very excited to welcome Paige Keebler.
Little 11-year-old.
11-year-old
genius. She's going to be in the Live, in the Lair.
She's going to be doing this, and she's 11 years old. Yeah, she got her start on Girls Rock Camp, and now she's going to be Live in the Lair. Brand new album, Blinded. She's awesome.
Yeah. That's next week here, and also in 2 weeks after that, Sarah the Red is Live in the Lair as well. Thanks for following us tonight. Get the podcast, civicmedia.us. Shane Christopher Neal and Indy 45 is next. It's Max Inc. Radio.
We love Bing Bong!
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.